Man, that sounds like a truly intense psychological thriller there.
Maybe.
Is that the Addams Family?
It is the opening scene to Psycho.
Ah. Okay. Yeah, no, I'd say that's an intense psychological thriller. I love that movie. People forget that it actually starts on Christmas Day. It's actually a Christmas film.
Well, there you go. It's a loving story about a boy and his mother.
Yeah. Well, thanks for giving away the ending, man. Why would you want to do that? Why
No,
alert?
I didn't give away anything about the ending.
Spoiler alert. Complete spoiler alert.
What? His mom kills people. We find that out shortly in the movie.
You know, one of the stupidest things that's ever happened in the history of film is when they did a shot-for-shot remake of that movie with Vince Vaughn and Anne Heche.
I was like, do something new with, like, Ocean's 11. It kept the story, but it added its own twist.
Oh, yeah. No, the remake of Ocean's 11 is head and shoulders better than the original. Yeah, sit down and watch the original Ocean's 11. First off, it's 2.5 hours long, and it is boring as hell. It just drags because there's almost no action. But the second one, the remake, was just, significantly better. Yeah, the shot-for-shot remake is just one of those things where you look at it and go, why? We have the original. Why would we remake it? What's the thought process there? All right, enough of that. It's 1:18. Michael Weber is joining us now on the Birmingham Broker Hotline. Hello, Michael Weber, and how are things in mortgage land?
They're fantastic. So when I was at Alabama, I took a film class because I was in broadcast, and the guy was obsessed with two things. He was obsessed with all John Wayne movies, the professor, all John Wayne movies and horrors. So we got to watch, and it's kind of one of those things where it's cool at first because it's all this stuff you never thought of. And then at some point you're like, okay, you're now just ruining John Wayne movie and thrillers for me because we're overanalyzing every little thing. Can we just not break down the motive of every character and every scene of every movie we have to watch?
Yeah, and especially when they give you
about Psycho, yeah.
They give you those little tricks to look for, and you're like, "Well, now I know who did it. I enjoyed it so much more when I didn't have any
idea." Thanks for ruining it. This wasn't a spoiler alert. This was the rest of your life spoiler alert.
Very nice. Let's talk about mortgages and something. I'm going to be real personal here because my kid is moving back to the great state of Alabama, and she and her husband are eventually going to want to buy a home. That would make them what? First-time home buyers. They have never purchased a home before. And in this day and age, why in the world would you pay $1,000, $1,200, $1,400 a month in rent when you can get a mortgage that is significantly less than that and get a whole lot more house and actually be building equity, right?
Yeah, and there are certainly valid reasons for renting. Oftentimes we see when someone's not familiar with the town of Birmingham, they'll come rent for the first year, just learn the whole metropolitan area, figure out where they want to buy. So there are times when renting makes sense, but people, I was talking with someone the other day and I was very shocked to hear them say, it just occurred to me that I'm 46 years old and I'm a serial renter. Like, it never occurred to me, but I've always rented. I've never really even thought about purchasing, and all the wasted equity and all the wasted time. And this was someone who didn't move a lot. So it was like, it was an aha moment for this person in their mid-40s. And I would hate to know that there are listeners out there that get to a point where they have that and realize that for 10 years they've been paying off their landlord's building instead of their own. Yeah. So we see it all the time. I mean,
yeah,
it's
no question.
It's just one of those things you just don't necessarily think about. You just,
if someone
doesn't occur to.
Is going to be a first-time home buyer, what recommendation would you give them when it comes to a mortgage? I mean, you know, obviously there's 31 flavors and then some, but do you have any particular helpful hints? I'm sure your website is probably full of them.
Yeah, and it's a great question. I'll tell you a couple things. One, the whole idea of, are there incentives out there for first-time buyers? this is an important question to ask anytime you're purchasing, because the answer changes over time. A new administration may offer things as incentives that the other administration didn't. So it's really one of the most fluctuating variables that we have in our industry, because somebody may want to reward first-time homebuyers, and so they find a way for Fannie Freddie to offer an incentive. For a while, there were major tax incentives if you were a first-time buyer. So there was a motivation to buy versus renting. And those incentives didn't last long, but they were out there for a little while. So it's important to ask that question at the time that it happens, and they change.
That's just one of the many things you need to watch out for if you're a first-time home buyer, or if you, like me, rented for several years because your credit wasn't that good after the divorce.
I all the time, sadly, too. One other thing I'll tell you real quick.
Go ahead.
It's never too early to talk to the mortgage guy about what you're trying to accomplish. Like, this is the other mistake that first-time home buyers make. They go, we just signed a lease, so we're going to buy in a year. So we'll call a mortgage guy, you know, when we're ready to buy. Don't do that. If you're a first-time buyer, the earlier you call, the better a deal you're going to get when you are ready to move forward. It's never too early to get to a professional about it.
Get that ball rolling quick. It's 270-5550, 270-5550, Weber Mortgage with 1B, webermortgage.com. Thank you, Michael. Have yourself a wonderful rest of the day.
See you, brother.
There you go, Michael Weber, Weber Mortgage, NMLS number 219938. It is 123. We've been talking about a number of issues here. We've been talking about the science. We've been talking about monster movies. You know, monsters can come in all different shapes, sizes, and forms. In fact, Charlize Theron won an Oscar for portraying Eileen Wuornos in the movie Monster. She really changed her size and shape to play that role. Eileen Wuornos, female serial killer put to death for the murders that she committed in Florida and elsewhere. The name of the movie was Monster, because she was portraying essentially a monster. Human beings can be monsters. But I would differentiate a monster movie from a creepy movie or a scary movie. He's talking about Skeleton Key, and SHG, who does not like horror films, was reading this book that was a psychological thriller. And she said, I really like this. I said, I thought you don't like horror. She said, it's not a horror book. It's a psychological thriller. And I said, well, then you can watch Skeleton Key, because it is also a psychological thriller. It's creepy as all get out. But, you know, I don't know that you could actually call it a monster movie. So there are horror movies that are not monster movies. And there are very few monster movies that are not horror movies, right? Very rarely do you run across a unless you're talking about the monster in Goonies. What was his name?
Chunk?
Chunk was the kid, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Don't hang Chunk that on that kid. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, Talk99.5.com. Broadcasting live from my home. It's nice. It's really nice to be able to roll out of bed and go straight to the studio. I didn't do that today. I had other stuff that needed to be done. But to have it right here available to me, even once we end the COVID protocols, chances are good you'll get a couple of shows a week out of me from my home, because it's just more convenient. And David and I have figured out this shorthand thing to make it work for the most part. It's also nice because I really love my house. I know I've only been here for, I don't know, 6 or 7 months now, but, you know, when you fall in love with a piece of property to the degree that I've fallen in love with this one, not leaving it is a real joy. It's a real pleasure. It really is. I love the fact that the layout is exactly perfect for me, you know, that I've got an area just for my musical stuff. I've got an area that is good for entertaining. I've got a couple of outdoor areas that are great for entertaining. My master bedroom is exactly the way I wanted it to be. My media room is fantastic. My office, the guest room is the smallest room in the house and needs to stay that way. It's like, hey, thanks for coming. Get out. You know, I kid, but still. All of this came about because I told Monica Thatch, my real estate agent, Monica Thatch, Keller Williams Trustful, I told her what I wanted. So this is what I'm after. And she managed to find it. She found exactly what I was after. I'm still a little bit surprised. I mean, it took 4 or 5 tries because I'm picky. But she managed to track down exactly the right house for me. Let her find the exact right house for you, get an offer in on it, and get you into it, as well as selling your house for a great deal of money. Yeah, that's right. She knows what she's doing. She's going to get a great price for your house. She's been at this for a while. They just had their awards a banquet the other day, and she walked home with a passel of them. Why? Because she's so good. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams Trustful, get the best on your side. Why wouldn't you? 229-1865, 229-1865. We should get to some of the food stuff, shouldn't we? Because Spud's going to be here before long, and then where are we going to be? Talking to Spud, that's where. Mm-hmm. Wendy's is giving food away. Well, not really giving it away. One premium chicken sandwich, buy, get one for $1 if you do it through the app, and that is going on through May the 2nd. What is a premium chicken sandwich? Well, there's a number of them, but one of them is the classic jalapeno popper sandwich. The classic jalapeno popper sandwich, pretzel, bacon, pub classic chicken sandwich, and more. Enjoy. Chicken from Wendy's. It's actually not bad. Have you had the chicken sandwich at Wendy's, David?
I have not.
When you're just not in a burger mood, that's not a bad plunge.
See, I generally go with the Dave's value menu and get a double stack and a crispy chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Well, so you've had the chicken sandwich. You've had the crispy chicken sandwich.
Well, not the full dollar one. I'm talking about the $1.50 one.
Right. No, I'm on board. I get it. Yeah. I like to do that sometimes, too. I'm always a little bit surprised. I get, like, the junior bacon cheeseburger, and I'm always like, I thought this was junior. This is big enough. It fills me up. Why did I order those nuggets? I'm so stupid. Well, they're here. I'd better eat them.
Well, I mean, you get the 4 for $4. You got to get the everything in there.
Oh, yeah. And it's a lot of food. It's always a lot of food. Love me some Wendy's. A lot of food. 1:35, let's talk to Paul in Cahaba Heights. He's got an answer to the big stupid question of the day. Paul, you're on Talk 99.5. What you got, man?
Well, when this movie came out like 40 years ago, I remember thinking it was the ultimate blend between comedy and stark raving terror.
Mm-hmm.
You got a guess on that?
My guess would be Young Frankenstein.
No, it was An American Werewolf in London.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great film. No question about it. And some of the best special effects for its time ever. I mean, the way that they managed, and that same technique was used by Michael Jackson in the Thriller video, the way that they managed to handle that transformation of human into werewolf, oh, man, that was strong, very strong. Yeah. And then you had the guy who died and was rotting and kept showing up as a ghost, which was funny, like you say, but also horrifying.
Yeah.
It's a good film, and nice to see the Dr. Pepper guy doing so well, right?
Yeah.
People of a certain age remember him as the Dr. Pepper guy. Thank you for the call. American Werewolf in London, best. I'm asking for your favorite monster movie. That's all I'm really looking for, is your favorite monster. It doesn't have to be the best. You know, you may think one is the best and come up with a different answer for what is your favorite. It happens. Speaking of a lot of food, Burger King has done away with their 2 for $5 mix and match deal and instead is offering a buy one, get one for $1 deal. Sound familiar? It's what I just said Wendy's was doing. Mm-hmm. What is the purpose of this 2 for $5 deal? Can I ask that? I understand to move more product, but like I'm not going to go buy a Whopper and a chicken sandwich for $5 at Burger King. I can't eat all of that food. Is this for like people with zero self-control? Is this for really fat people? Is this when people show up and they go, well, we'll get this deal, but then you're buying the fries and the drinks a la carte and they drive up the price on that? I don't understand the two for $5 deal. I'm fast food illiterate when it comes to this. I don't think I've ever taken advantage of a 2 for $5 deal.
Well, that's because you just don't pride yourself in eating, Richard.
Well, maybe not. I bought the 2 McGriddles for $4 deal once when I lived near a McDonald's, and I ate one in the car on the way to work, and I stashed the other one in the fridge, and then at lunch I nuked it and ate it, and it was just as good. That's the only time that I've ever actually taken advantage of the 2 for $1 deal. And that worked, but I don't know that you could nuke one of these. I mean, the 2 for $5 mix and match, was a Whopper, fish sandwich, original chicken sandwich with a nine-piece. So now the replacement here with the buy one, get one for a buck deal, Whopper, fish, chicken sandwich, nine-piece chicken fries. Who the hell likes these chicken fries?
They're actually and not that bad.
Really?
I'll say, the chicken fries.
So the answer is David Sears. That's who likes
these chicken fries. It's basically a chicken nugget. It's okay. Just done like a fry.
It's shaped like a fry. Okay. The Impossible Whopper is also in there, too, which I have to worry about people who like that. Wait, David, you've tried the Impossible Whopper?
I have tried it, and I was like, why am I getting this when I could get a real Whopper?
That would be my take on it as well. Why am I doing this? Why am I? I'm not saving calories, and you're really not. It's just about as calorie-laden and fat-laden as the original. Unless you're doing it for some moralistic purpose, there's not really a good reason to engage in it. So there you go. Burger King joining the fray there. Red Lobster has offered up the new crispy cod Codzilla sandwich. Are they late on this? Lent is over, right? Am I? Think it ended at Easter, last I checked. But at the same time, you know, Red Lobster basically has been serving seafood all the time, so they don't just make it a big deal during Lent. Now they are offering a cod, crispy cod sandwich. Cod is, for the longest time, it was the preferred fish of choice in things like fish sticks or when you bought fish patties or things of that nature at the grocery store. You know, the Gorton's Fisherman, Mrs. Paul's. If it just had fish on it, chances are good it was cod. That's becoming a lot more pollock nowadays because pollock is easier to find, and they're very similar. They're they both have kind of a flaky white fish sort of flavor to them, and once you put enough tartar sauce on it, you're not going to be able to tell the difference anyway. They're also, by the way, at Red Lobster serving up a Nashville hot chicken sandwich because when you're looking for really great Nashville hot chicken, the place to go, a seafood place, obviously. I think that almost goes without saying. Applebee's coming out with a new grilled chicken and spinach Alfredo bowl. Applebee's trying desperately to stay relevant. Applebee's wanting nothing more than to get your business. Please, we're still open, I swear. Come back, we need you. Remember the old Otter Pop?
Those were fun, man, but you had to watch it because you could cut the side of your mouth if you sucked on it too much and got it really sharp.
I feel fairly certain that's how the Joker got those scars. all it took was an Icy Pop, an Otter Pop, whatever. They were the frozen long things that you buy them by the case and throw them in the freezer. They would freeze up, and then you'd cut the top off, and you'd squeeze out the essentially popsicle out of the plastic wrapper. Well, they have tied in now with Powerade. So Otter Pops are now Powerade Pops. Well, not only Powerade Pops. You know, they're not exclusive. You can get regular Otter Pops, too. But if you are really into the carbo-loading, which is what Powerade is all about, getting the electrolytes in there and all of that good stuff, packed with minerals, sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, all the stuff that you know is lost during sweat, you can just consume a couple of these things and to get back in the game, and maybe more importantly, feel like you're six again, which is what we're all after, right? We all want to be six again. Speaking of pops of one kind or another, how about this? Halo Top introducing new keto pops and new keto pint flavors. What is keto? Remember, keto is where you're doing away with the carbs and you're really leaning on the protein and stuff like that. To some degree, Way to Wellness does this, although they don't go whole hog with it. They're not like, get rid of all the bread. But they do focus more on protein, and they do tend to limit your carbs and limit your fat content. And that sort of rearranges the way your body works, and it really works. Here we have Keto Pops from Halo Top, sea salt caramel, classic combination of sea salt and caramel with a mix of smooth vanilla frozen dessert and swirls of sea salt caramel dipped in a chocolate-flavored coating. Notice how it's chocolate-flavored. Peanut butter chocolate, berry swirl, and chocolate cheesecake. Sign me up for the chocolate cheesecake. I'm all about it. 130 to 180 calories per pop, 3 grams of protein, 2 to 3 net grams of carbs. What the rest of it is, we have no earthly idea. Halo Top is actually it's a good ice cream substitute. If you're on the diet and you love the ice cream and you know you can't eat it anymore, some brownie a la mode Halo Top ice cream might just be the answer for you. Chocolate caramel lava crunch Halo Top ice cream. Vanilla bean ice cream. They've got all of these things at Halo Top right now. Rush right out and get you some. I've got a Mr. P's grill and tip coming your way next, so don't go away. It's Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. The devil is a monster, right? The devil qualifies as a monster, I want
to
say.
It's not the devil per se. It's a demon, though, that possesses the girl.
Case in point, yes. Well said. You're right. It was like the Western marketing manager. You know, he's not really the devil. He's like third, fourth in command at best. I want to talk to the manager. Karen would actually be able to do the exorcist. I want to talk to the manager right now. Sorry, Karen. Let's talk about Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. It's the only place I get my steaks. I get my ribeye steaks there. Oh, they are so good. Doesn't matter how you're going to cook them. No, I have not yet air-fried steaks yet, but I will tell you about it when I do. They have got a monthly meat special that is unbelievable. This is, I say monthly meat. You can buy it and then not buy it again for another couple of months, especially if you get the big one. This was a $199.99. Two 12-ounce ribeye steaks, two 8-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons. Ooh, so good. Two 1-pound packs of filet mignon tender tips, five 1-pound packs of ground steak. You know, they call it ground beef. We call it ground steak because it is steak. Three packs of two each, 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts. So do the math there. There's six of those. And six-ounce boneless center-cut pork chops. So good. 1.5 pound of Mr. P's homemade Italian sausage. Again, they're making this stuff back there every single day. Two 10-ounce Italian sausage-stuffed pork chops. Unbelievably good. A 3-pound boneless pork loin roast, a 6-pound bone-in Boston butt, perfect for smoking, and a 16-ounce bottle of Pilateri's barbecue sauce, all for $199.99. If you've got a freezer, you have a place to store dinner. And every single morning you can go and you can just pull out what it is you want to cook that night, let it defrost while you're at work, and then come home, make the magic happen. That's just one of the many great specials they have. So find out more. Great place to go, MrPDeli.com. 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 You can find that stuff online. I don't tout their website often enough. Or just stop by Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. So here's how, and most people can run across a boneless, skinless chicken breast. And a lot of people just have them in their freezer all the time. And you may think, well, you can't really smoke that. That's sort of the kind of thing you make chicken fajitas out of. It's the thing that you, turn into chicken strips, chicken fingers, whatever. Here's the thing. You can smoke these, and it's a great, delicious change from the way you might usually cook them up. So here's what I did this past, when was it? Sunday, I want to say. Yeah. I went ahead and brined them, which is sort of unusual for me. I don't usually brine my chicken, especially single parts of chicken. But I wanted these to be particularly juicy, and I know that smoking can sometimes suck the juice out of a meat. So I brined these in a standard brine. You know, if you're going to make a gallon of it, you're going to use a gallon of water. You're going to use one cup of salt, one cup of sugar. I did about a half gallon, so I cut everything in half there. I also threw in some pickle juice. I always have pickle juice laying around the house because I eat a lot of pickles. And when I'm done with them, I just don't throw away the juice. I combine it into jars, and there you go. Threw a little bit of Pilateri's marinade in as well. Ups the salt content of that and forces the moisture into the meat, which is what you're after. You can throw other things in. You can put garlic in there if you want to. You can put rosemary, whatever. And those flavors will find their way into the meat if you let it sit long enough. You can do this for as little as a half an hour. I did it for like 6 hours because I got really busy, and I just left it sitting in the outdoor fridge for 6 hours in a bowl. It was two chicken breasts that I did in a bowl in the outdoor fridge in this brine. Now, once that is done, take them out, rinse them. Don't worry about rinsing off the flavor. The flavor's inside the meat, okay? Pat them dry, and then if you're going to put some seasoning on, make sure that you don't over-season, which is what I did. Pillitteri's has a variety of great seasonings that you can use. You can use something as simple as just their Italian seasoning. Sprinkle it on. Don't overdo it. Their Greek seasoning is great on chicken. I love it. I like to throw a little extra pepper in just for fun. There is pepper in there. I like to throw a little extra in. They've got a Cajun seasoning. They've got a Mexican seasoning. Just their standard Pillitteri's seasoning or their Bold seasoning. Any one of these would be absolutely fine to season these chicken breasts. You're going to get a fire going on half of your grill. This could be a kettle. This could be just any standard charcoal grill. Could even be a gas grill if you wanted to be. But you got to have, you know, a place to put wood chips so that you can get some smoke out of it. You're going to put down on the other side where the other half of the fire would be if you were doing a whole grill, you were going to put a water pan. In my water pan, I put a beer, I put some apple juice, I put some apple cider vinegar, okay? And then you put the, once you get the thing up to speed, you don't want it to be too hot. I'm going to say medium heat, maybe medium low even. And I put the chicken breasts on, and I threw on a piece of apple wood to get the smoke out of it. And that is exactly what happened. I got the smoke. After about 20 minutes, I went and flipped them over, so I made sure I got good smoke on both sides, although you really should just get smoke on everything. I'm a stickler for that sort of thing. I want both sides to be the same color. And after about 44 minutes, I had reached an internal temperature of 165, which is what you're after. Try not to go over that because, again, you lose the juices, you lose the flavor. Get them off, let them sit for a good 10 minutes. 5 minutes at the absolute inside, 10 minutes at the latest, then you begin to lose some heat and it's not going to taste as good. Cut them up and serve them, man, because they are unbelievably good. They're full of flavor. They've got that smoke flavor to them. They are tasty and they are tender and they are juicy and they're everything that you want a chicken breast to be, even when it's boneless and skinless. And it's a simple way that you can smoke something. It doesn't take all day. And it gives you the great smoked meat flavor that your family loves. Okay, there you go. Smoked chicken breasts on your kettle or your standard charcoal or even gas smoker, courtesy of Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park, churning out the sandwiches until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Swing by and tell them you heard about it here. Okay. It is, already 1:53. Let's quickly go to the phones where Alan is in Nectar and has thoughts on my earlier diatribe about following the science. What's up, Alan?
Love the show, Richard. You'll see this later, but Jim Jordan went at it with Dr. Fauci this morning. And Dr. Fauci, y'all been saying this all along. He's not going to put a number on it. He was trying to get a number on it to say when everything will be opened up. He will not give a number. And him and Jordan went at it hard, and you will enjoy watching it. But the man is never going to open up. Love your show, bro.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I said this some time ago. You know, these people who are in charge, supposedly, who are politicians continue to put in charge of all of this, they're going to say, well, my job is to keep people safe. Well, you got people out here who are dying because they don't have food, because they can't get medical attention, because you've locked everything down. Well, that's not my concern. My concern is COVID. They're never going to think it's okay to open, never, because they're risk averse. I tend to not be as risk averse as that. I tend to be, I would love to go out with no mask on. I would love to get back out to eat. I would love to go to shows. I want to go to musical shows. I want to go to theatrical shows. I want to go to the movies. I want to go to the movies, and I want to use a self-pump butter station. They don't let us do that anymore. Although at Panera Bread earlier today, they actually had all of the sweeteners out where you could actually touch them. I know, right? It was crazy town at the summit. And I loved it. So good. All right. It's First News time now. Mark Spud Friedman joins us in the next hour. Don't go away. Richard Dixon, Talk the 95, talkthe95.com.